Last week, the American Association of Universities released the results of a campus climate survey about sexual assault. UNC Chapel Hill was one of the 33 schools that participated. Among other things, the report showed that more than 20% of Carolina students surveyed experienced forceful or non-consensual sexual touching or penetration. Earlier this week, the UNC student government held a town hall to discuss campus sexual assault and what's being done to combat it. WUNC's Cole Del Charco was there.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the student government AU town hall.
About 40 students came to listen and ask questions at one of the largest lecture halls on campus at UNC Chapel Hill. It was a small but engaged gathering, one where the students largely led the discussion.
We're trying to offer a range of resources, but we also need students to tell us what they want from us. And so that we're trying to figure that out kind of actively right now.
That's Ashton Martin, the student body president. The event was organized by student government, but they weren't the only representatives on the panel. Others included staff from the university's Title IX office, student counseling, even a spokesperson from UNC Police. Martin says that even though the response by the university has mostly been behind the scenes so far, she thinks it is taking steps to address the results of the survey.
There are lots of departments, not even just the ones represented here, that are very interested and kind of dialed in to figuring out what we need to do about this.
Those staffers who were there said more resources could be used to reach more students, ranging from support for victims to information on intervention practices. But many of the students in attendance said their peers don't take the online training modules seriously and simply skim through them. Avni Singh is a first-year student who was in touch with her Title IX coordinator in high school after learning about the Me Too movement. She lamented the low turnout.
It just seems like this isn't a high priority, and like given the survey results, it definitely should be.
Student government and the university are planning more town halls to gather student input. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.